Mummies and daddies, boys and girls, remember, every time you hear Rory's bark, it's time to turn the page. So let's begin.
The Adventures of Johnny McGory. Johnny McGory and the Game of Rounders. For Lorna, Sarah and Padraig, but especially Sarah, my secret weapon. I'll tell you a story about Johnny McGory and the adventures he has with his trusty dog Rory. He's a clever boy who's 6 years old. He's usually good, but he's sometimes bold. Every year around July, it's time for Johnny to go to the bog to get the turf and bring it home to warm his family and the dog. In wintertime in Ireland, it can be very icy cold. So you cut your turf from the peat, a tradition from old. Johnny gets his exploring clothes, his wellies and his orange hat. He helps his mammy pack sandwiches and some drinks to go with that. With sun cream on and insect spray, they all hop into the jeep. And with trusty Rory strapped in too, they head off with a beep beep. Once they arrive, Mammy and Daddy waste no time getting to work, footing the turf up and down the line. And as Johnny is helping, he hears a familiar sound. He knows exactly who it is before he even turns around. It's Finn the Hare, his good old friend, boxing the air. He gestures to Johnny and Rory to follow him if they dare. Finn Hare is super quick as they chase him through the purple heather. They run so fast the bog cotton rises as if it's stormy weather. They jump the ditches and they climb the piles as quickly as they can. Where's Finn Hare taking us? Johnny wonders. What's his plan? They hear cheering in the distance. It sounds like tons of fun. Johnny and Rory can't wait to find out what's at the end of this run. They race around a gorse bush and stop dead in their tracks. All their animal friends are there holding red baseball bats. They're having a game of rounders with batters, bases and the rest. Lord Stag is the pitcher, Miss Squirrel on his back. Teamwork at its best. Johnny loves rounders. He can't believe his good luck. He asks the guys, "Can I join in?" Of course they say, "Line up." Lord Stag and Miss Squirrel fire the schlitter. Johnny belts it with his bat and off he runs as fast as he can around the first and second mat. He's heading towards the third base and Johnny's pretty sure he's safe. But Mr. Frog catches the ball and he has his leg in the right place. "You're out," he shouts to Johnny. "Hard luck, Machara," he chatters. "Not to worry," grins Johnny. "It's playing, not winning, that matters." Mr. Frog is next up to take the bat and he really belts the ball. Miss Grouse and Hen Harrier scramble to catch it, hoping not to fall. Their eyes are busy in the air and not on the ground. They tumble into each other and feathers flutter around. And when Lord Stag gets up to bat, he does it with a mighty swoop. He's so eager to get to first base that he trips over his hoof. Finn Hare is quick as a flash and gets the fastest ever home run by zipping by all the bases to huge cheers from everyone. The hours are flying by because Johnny is having such fun. The dragonflies are dancing to celebrate each home run. But Rory has super hearing and he can hear a faint shout. It doesn't take him long to realise it's Mammy and Daddy giving out. Woof, woof, woof. It's time to go. Mammy was yelling for them. Oh no, says Johnny. I'm going to be in trouble again. Good luck, everyone. We've got to run. Thanks so much for the game. We've had a ball and a blast. We're so happy that we came. Woof. Finn Hare brings them back to where they first set out. Johnny sees his ma and da searching frantically about. He gets into a bit of trouble for not doing his work. It's all hands on deck when you're footing the turf. He says he's really sorry, but he winks at Rory with a grin. How could he have passed up a game of rounders with Finn? Mammy lays out the picnic blanket and Daddy pours the tea flask. They sit down to have their lunch in the beautiful purple moor grass. The end.
If you want more of Johnny's adventures, visit www.johnnymcgorry.com.